Hello Sendai! 外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会セン TIA が英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の両言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラと
カナダ出身のテシアと
イタリア出身のエレナ。
今月のテーマは防災について、備えあれば憂いなしです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
My name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
And my name is Elena and I'm from Italy.
Today's topic is disaster prevention. It doesn't hurt to be prepared. So thank you two for joining me here on this rather muggy, kind of warm day. Hopefully we'll be out of these hot months, but I guess we just have to deal a little bit longer. Today is a little bit of a special broadcast since we have a new addition to the team here at Sentia. So Miss Tessia, why don't you just give us a little bit of a self-introduction? I hear you're from Canada.
Yeah, so I just get to Sendai like last week, and I'm originally from Vancouver in Canada, so it's a lot cooler over there. So the Japanese heat is just kind of getting to me, not gonna lie. So I'm trying my best to adapt, but yeah, can't wait to be on this program as a regular.
Yeah, I've been doing this for just about 4 years. Now I'm in my fifth year. You get used to it. It's actually pretty fun. You get to learn a lot. There's some really good information on here, mm-hmm. and you get to talk to some wonderful students mm-hmm. from Tohoku University. Mm-hmm. Ms. Elena, how long have you been here in Sendai?
It's my fifth year.
Oh, nice.
I'm studying at Tohoku University.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I'm sure in that period of time you have had some good opportunities to learn about disaster prevention, which is what we are talking about today. So in this month, we have this day called Disaster Prevention Day, which is on September the 1st. While Japan is a land which is blessed with a beautiful natural environment, it is unfortunately accompanied by a long list of natural disasters. We have earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanic eruptions, typhoons, you name it, we have it here in Japan. Recently, we have had an uptick on unusual weather phenomena where you have very strong winds which pop up all of a sudden. You have very terrible thunderstorms, which is kind of being pushed by this global warming and climate change. Looking back upon devastating earthquakes, such as the Great Kanto Earthquake, which occurred on the same day, September 1st of 1923, this Disaster Prevention Day was established. And it's just kind of a way to look back and reflect and also prepare for disasters such as this. So on today's program, since it's Disaster Prevention Day this month, we'll talk about various topics related to disasters, the prevention, and what we personally think and what experiences we've had. So Tessia, mm-hmm. I might have a difficult question for you, but what comes to mind when you think of the word disaster prevention?
I mean, like, I came from a country that doesn't really have that much natural disaster. The most that we have is in the prairies, so like Alberta and the middle part of Canada. Sometimes they have tornadoes. So a lot of the houses have basements just in case a tornado hits and everyone kind of just goes there. And they have water and food inside, you know, to last you for a next while. So I guess that's what I think of when the word disaster prevention is mentioned.
So do you guys do any particular training or maybe like keep supplies in your house? Anything specific you have to do to stay safe?
We don't have any specific instructions from the government, but I think everyone knows that you should have at least have a power generator in the basement and, you know, water, food, and blankets and stuff like that. But yeah, like, it's not very standardized. Everyone just kind of do their own thing and no training whatsoever.
That kind of sounds like America. I'm glad we're pretty close together, so it seems like we have the same kind of lackadaisical mm-hmm. way of going about things. Mm-hmm. That's very comforting. So Elena, how about Italy?
Actually, in Italy there are lots of earthquakes, but we don't have kind of disaster prevention like in Japan. I remember that when I was at school, elementary school, we always did some exercise like going under the desk or prepare to go out from the school.
So have you had very many opportunities to kind of learn and adapt about the way they do things here in Japan?
Yes.
For instance?
Yes, when I come to Japan, I was not ready for earthquake. At the beginning, I was thinking just that if Japan is safe, we don't need to be prepared. But last year, there were big earthquake, and after that, I start to prepare my bag and to have at least a bottle of water and clothes, and comfortable clothes, and something that I can bring with me if I have to leave my house.
So, Tetsuya, have you had any opportunities to think about the Japanese way of how to do disaster prevention?
Right, so I think it was last week we actually had a smaller earthquake here in Sendai, and that was my first earthquake, so it really got me thinking, huh, I should probably, you know, start preparing. So that day I went out and I got a backpack, and now I'm just like buying stuff off Amazon, you know, like emergency toilets, food, water and stuff like that, so that I have a bag that I can just grab and go if ever came in need, you know.
Yeah, it's certainly good to get a little kick in the butt as far as, hey, you need to be prepared. Because as Ellen had just said, we had that rather large one which happened last year, and that actually caused a decent amount of damage.
Oh, sure.
So how were things were you during that large one that we had last year, Elena? Did you feel you were properly prepared? You were okay
no,
with it?
No, it was not. I felt I was not prepared at all. I was sleeping and then the earthquake came. So I thought it will stop, but it lasted for at least 40 seconds. So the thing I did is take my personal computer because my research is
online
and to go out to just save my PC.
Did you have to evacuate your home for like long term, or can you just go right back in afterwards?
I think we can go home. Yes, but sometimes in Japan it's safer to stay home.
Oh, okay.
And just watching the news and stay connected and search for news.
Well, luckily, I don't think the power really went out. Luckily, we had our utilities that were working, so there wasn't really a huge reason to run out into the streets and go to the nearest shelter.
But I learned that we have to unlock the power house because if the door is locked, you cannot go out anymore.
Right.
That's a good point to make. There are some little kind of strange things that you might not think about. Obviously, you know, maybe make sure nothing falls on your head. But what you mentioned there is that this was something they really learned during the Awaji Hanshin earthquake, which happened, I think, 30-something years ago, just about maybe when I was born, is that there were all these buildings that nobody could escape from because they were essentially locked, trapped inside of their houses. After the buildings get shaken, they kind of settle into their foundations and kind of scrunch up a little bit. And like you said, you can't open up the doors afterwards. So if you do it right away, you might be okay. But a good thing to do in order to prepare is obviously personally preparing is good, but also on these things called disaster prevention training drills often take place in communities across Japan. Okay. Well, Elena, have you had any opportunities to participate in these sort of disaster training drills since you've been here?
I participated in a Sentia program for disaster prevention. It was very helpful to understand what I should do during a disaster, and also what I should do in case of typhoon, because in Italy we don't have typhoon. I have no idea what I should do in such case.
So Tetsuya, since you've came here, have you looked at any specific materials, such as ones that Sentia puts out? We have a lot of good information.
Oh yeah, I got a bunch of pamphlets and booklets from Sentia. So some of them were about, you know, oh, you should check where the evacuation spot is near your neighborhood. So that's what I did. I like walked around my neighborhood, found the part where we're supposed to meet. I'm like, okay, so this is the place I have to go to. And also they had some recommendation of apps where you can download and they will notify you, like they will send you newsletters and stuff like that. Let's say an earthquake hits, so they're like, hey, you might want to evacuate and beware of floods and stuff like that. So that was really helpful.
Yeah, Sentry really does put out some good information. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, we have the newsletter, the mm-hmm. email magazine that you can sign up for. One of the things I really do miss is these disaster training drills. I've gotten to participate in it as an interpreter before. And whenever I see there's foreigners from the community that come in to want to participate and really learn, I think it's a great thing. And rather than thinking about it at the time, when it actually happens, it's really good to kind of participate when it's not really, the pressure isn't on and not everything is burning down around you. I think it's very important.
Yeah, I guess, like, you know, last week when I called home, I told my parents that there was an earthquake, and they freaked out, of course, because, well, Canada doesn't really have earthquakes. And so I was basically telling them, hey, you know, like, it could happen since Vancouver is technically still in the Pacific Ring of Fire. So it's always good to be prepared. Like, we don't have earthquakes now, but what if it happens in the future? Like, no one's going to be prepared, right? So yeah, I think being in Japan really helped me just understanding that disaster prevention is not something that you only have to do in Japan, but rather it's something that's important to, I guess, everyone in the world. Yeah.
You're right. Even last year when we had that kind of larger one, immediately I had phone calls from my parents.
Right.
Oh my God, you know, are you okay? Is there a tsunami coming? That's one thing that's really difficult, actually, is when you can't get into contact with them.
Oh,
if the electricity goes out, if your phone is dead, and that's why it's a good idea to have those little battery packs, for instance, in order to charge up. But yeah, no matter where you are, unfortunately, earthquakes can happen just about everywhere, especially if you live in even California. Oftentimes, you will have them there. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. So do you know about Sentia's wonderful email magazine, Leveling Prepared by the International Relations Department? They release information on a variety of topics in Japanese, English, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, and Nepali. You can stay up to date on disaster prevention, natural disaster alerts, help for daily life information for all of you non-Japanese citizens out there. And we also have projects and events which are hosted by Sentia, and as well as much, much more. It is free to sign up, so pick your favorite language and subscribe today. So you can see how to subscribe and as well as other information on the Sentia International Relations Department. That's about all we have for you on this month's episode of Hello Sendai. Stay safe, try to stay cool, and we will see you next month.